For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the way I heard it. At the wedding reception, Jerry leans on his crutches and watches his new bride dance with another man, and another man after that, and another after that. No doubt about it, Willie is a terrific dancer, and Jerry loves to watch her move. But so does every other man in the ballroom at the Waldorf Astoria. So, Jerry does the only thing he can. He hobbles over to her empty seat, picks up a pen, and writes a short note. Just a few words to his new bride, scribbled on the front of their wedding invitation. A few words that go all the way to number one. You remember the words, and you've probably danced to the tune. But I wonder if you remember some of Jerry's other words, also inspired by his loving wife. Words like these that turned into a gold record with a little help from Jay and the Americans. This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I kissed you. Those words are worth remembering because they were written right after Jerry kissed Willie Burke for the first time. They also tell us how much he yearned for love that would always feel as magical as it did during that first kiss. And who among us hasn't yearned for the same? And what about these words that went all the way to number five, with a little help from Dion and the Belmonts? Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart, 'cause I am so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Those words are worth remembering because they show just how fragile their marriage was, and how vulnerable Jerry felt. More to the point, they show us just how willing he was to share his own vulnerability with the world. And make no mistake, Jerry had a deep well of vulnerability from which to draw. When he was only six, a bout with polio landed him in a series of institutions where he was beaten and bullied. After a year in an iron lung, he was doomed to a life of crutches and wheelchairs. Maybe that's how the white Jewish kid from Brooklyn came to love the blues. Maybe that's why a man who couldn't walk allowed himself to fall in love with a woman who simply had to dance. If you Google it, you'll find a home movie of their wedding reception. The footage is haunting, the way old film always looks when the color gets saturated and faded. You can see Jerry smiling as Willie dances with her cousins, her friends, and pretty much every other guy at the reception. And you can imagine him telling her to dance with anyone she fancies as long as she remembers to leave with the man she married, which, of course, she does. Right up until she doesn't. 8 years after their wedding, it's 1965, and Willie is dancing full-time with someone new. Divorce is looming, and Jerry sits alone in his kitchen, bound to a wheelchair. So Jerry does the only thing he can. He jots down a few more words, words that go all the way to number two, with a little help from Andy Williams. Can't get used to losing you, no matter what I try to do. Gonna spend my whole life through loving you. Those words are worth remembering because they explain why guys like Ray Charles and B.B. King craved Jerry's collaboration. They explain why Elvis Presley once called him in the middle of the night to thank him for writing Suspicion, and why John Lennon went to a banquet just so he could sit next to him, and why Dion said meeting with him was like, quote, being inside a cubicle with a piano and a genius. Jerry's words are why Phil Spector called him the greatest songwriter of all time. Maybe you don't remember Jerome Felder. Maybe you don't remember Doc Pomus, the name he published under. But I bet you remember the words he jotted down on his own wedding invitation. Words written by a crippled bridegroom who watched his new bride dance with a room full of other men. Words that went all the way to number one, with a little help from the Drifters. You can dance with the guy who gave you the eye. Let him hold you tight. You can smile for the man who held your hand 'neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So, darling, save the last dance for me. Those words are worth remembering. And now that you know why they were written, impossible to forget. Anyway, that's the way I heard it.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.